This is Day to Day from NPR Studios in New York. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick at Felipe's Restaurant, home of the French-dipped sandwich in Los Angeles. Felipe's is an institution in L.A. It's just a couple of blocks down the street from the train station. The people who come here, many are office workers from the downtown skyscrapers, or residents of L.A.'s Chinatown, or cops who work in the nearby county jail, and lawyers and plumbers and nurses, you name it. So we've come to talk with them about choosing a national leader, to find out who they like and why.
My name is Ed Rosenberg. I think that it would be a great thing for the women of America if a woman became the president.
You do?
I really think it would be wonderful.
We do find a lot of Democrats at Felipe's. This is downtown L.A. It's very blue, but even some who identify with that party are questioning some things. Here's a young doctor we met as we waited for a sandwich. His name is Jonathan Cho.
I think what it comes down to is fundamentally I'm a Democrat. I just don't know if I believe all the things that the Democrats are preaching at this point in time, such as universal health care. I'm a physician myself, so universal health care, while I think is a benefit to everyone in the United States, as a physician personally, I don't know if it would actually drive me to work any harder, as seen in cases of Canada and Great Britain.
That's Dr. Jonathan Cho, and sitting nearby was an environmental lawyer who said she was very disappointed that John Edwards is out now. Her name is Elise Rubin. She said this did get her thinking about why she had not supported the one woman in the race, Hillary Clinton.
I started to have a really hard reaction about her from the beginning. I think it had to do with the fact that she's a woman, and I hate to say this as a woman, that I was being harder on her.
Really?
And once I realized that, I just started to really listen to her in a different light and thought, you know what, I have a feeling that she can, I know she can do it, and I'm going to give her a fair break. And it's funny you asked me this. This just came to me last night.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. It's such a pleasure to meet you. I listen to you all the time.
Well, thank you.
All right, well, you know L.A. is a very friendly town, especially here at Felipe's. Also in line, waiting for a French dip sandwich, Cheryl Smith. She's another Democrat.
I don't know, Barack or Hillary, I'm not sure.
But you're Democrat.
Yes, I am.
You know, we're looking for Republicans around here. We're not finding that many.
That's surprising.
You're an African-American and a woman.
Yes.
How are you going to make that choice?
They, to me, seem very close in terms of where they stand on the issues. It's going to be a difficult choice. But, you know, at this stage, I haven't decided, and I'm hoping I'm going to be able to.
And that was Cheryl Smith among the patrons here at Felipe's in Los Angeles. Tomorrow we're going to hear from people about the issues that they think are most important.